4 p.m. The sky is low and gray. Outside, wandering seagulls fight for scraps. We're still hanging out with the girls, but we're much louder than anyone else in this restaurant. I'm very drunk, saying stupid shit like bottoms up and LFG. I can't remember the last time I was this intoxicated. I even smoke a cigarette, and refused to put it out, even when the manager came over and politely asked me to do so. He said other diners were complaining something about the law. I told him that with all dilly due respect, we're spending more money here today than all of the other tables combined. He took one look at the empty bottles of Cristal sitting in several scattered ice buckets, and the 24 empty shot glasses of Añejo tequila, $50 each, and the 2 unopened bottles of Dom Perignon, then excused himself and never came back. Miss Tennessee and Miss Iowa are talking to Denny about celebrities and night spots in Los Angeles. Miss California is talking to me about where I live and what kind of car I drive. How do you get so rich? She asks me. Boring story. How do you get so tanned? I tell her. She's laughing at everything I say, flirtatiously touching and playfully hitting and pushing me at every opportunity. The girl's ears prick up when Josh tells the table that I'm a big-time celebrity, that I'll be on a big TV show starting next month. Miss California becomes a lot more touchy-touchy after this revelation. I reciprocate by caressing her bare thighs. I'm a quintessential stud, she's a quick study, kissing on my neck and pulling on my zipper. And this fact, that I will be a recognizable face on primetime television, really only starts inking in when Miss California slips her hand under my Versace couture jeans and starts stroking my cock under the table. I haven't been this horny since those all-night cramming sessions at Falconer Library. We're on television too, the girls point out the obvious. But she's more popular than us, but for other reasons, says the porcelain doll-looking brunette, pointing at Miss California. So far, this is the only moment I feel any genuine interest towards what these girls have to say. Miss California tosses a French rider friend, a self-proclaimed fashionista. Oh yeah. Why? I can't help but be intrigued thanks to my 7th glass of champagne and a low-key handjob from the perfect 10 sitting next to me. Well, Miss Cully? I ask, but she just leans in and kisses me on the mouth and whispers in my ear. My name is Caitlin, and it's just some pics of me online dismissing my probe of the reason surrounding her popularity. But then she answers my next question for me. I'll show them to you. We deliberate our next destination while we wait for the $1,700 check that I pay for using my black Amex. 5 p.m. The sky is falling. Shangri-La Hotel is jam-packed with potheads and weirdos that look like aging DJs and tattoo artists. Caitlin is at the bar grabbing us drinks. Group of douchebags, eye-banking looking stits are drooling over her. But she's all about me after the short ride here in my car. Staring at these geeks from our cabana, I can't help but feel sorry for them. Yeah, they may come for money, and maybe they've even made some of their own, but they look outmoded and dorky in their Brooks Brothers khakis and unflattering hairstyles. Time has definitely passed by these Gordon Gekko Masters of the Universe wannabes, but they're either too dumb to realize it, or in too much denial to acknowledge or accept this fact. They're better off getting one of these bearded Jesus-looking freaks with long ruddy hair and ear gauges with the stretched-out earlobes to give them tattoos, so they can be more relevant, even though I would never do something that idiotic. The flat-screen television in the cabana is showing sumo wrestling. The reigning Miss America, Caitlin, is walking towards me smiling mischievously to herself with a curious look like she is deliberating something. She's wearing a Zac Posen black tank top with very short jean shorts with the white lining of her pocket showing from the front, and silver high heel ankle strap sandals by Celine. Her legs are tanned, just as they should be. She kisses me on the cheek, and sits next to me. Then really snuggling up, she takes out her iPhone and scrolls through her photos, showing me photo after photo. Nude and racy pics of her erotically making out with other girls and sticking out her tongue and making oral sex gestures. Then she googles her own name and countless divisive articles about her pop up in the search results. There is even a video of her fingering herself, but I don't mind controversy, which means I'll be tearing it apart later. Scandal and sex tape and nude photos are the words catching my eyes, and I start fantasizing at this moment of having both her and her Asian girlfriend from the college sorority party photos high off of cocaine and chained up, hanging and suspended from the stanchion in the cattle cage in the basement butchery, or tied up and laid out in the white room with all the hanging heads and vertebrae statues. while I'm upstairs in my state-of-the-art kitchen gathering the ingredients for dinner, which would include vegetable oil, sea salt, fresh ground pepper, 2 medium onions, 5 cloves of garlic, crushed, organic tomato paste, chicken broth, cold water, 6 sprigs of parsley, red potatoes, carrots, celery stalk, 5 peeled tomatoes, and red wine vinegar. The protein of my world-famous stew would be the girls themselves. This plan starts taking shape when Caitlin asks, "Do you have any white stuff for me?" I hand her a gram. She grabs Miss Tennessee's hand and heads to the little girls' room. I would need to cut 2.5 pounds off their shoulders, which would need to be cut into smaller 2-inch cubes and seared before being sautéed in with the rest of the vegetables. They need to simmer in a stick-free pot for 2.5 hours before serving, which is perfect because it gives me plenty of time to concentrate on doing bad things to them with my new Tanina Lamborghini electric chainsaw. Josh is sitting across from me completely drunk and talking nonsense to a dope fiend who looks like John Lennon. The other pageant girl is out for the count for the marathon day drinking session. She's passed out on the cabana. I pinch her butt. The girls come back and start dancing in front of me, grinding up on one another, and pretend making out like slutty alpha flies. They want to take group pictures, but I know better, and instead ask them to give me back the coconut-flavored cocaine. But they finish the entire thing, which means I'm going to have an appetite for human stew after all. It's a compost, sweet, and savory dish to die.